to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that burden flow. Father Fortenberry's grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing over the new crew. We got the patio light. Good times, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio light.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It is Monday. And boy, what a Monday it was. Today's episode brought to you by the number 67. No, seriously, it really is.
That's two numbers.
Look, we can claim anything. Sponsors us, so they don't have to pay us anything. The internet has decided 67 is the funniest thing since sliced bread. I don't get it, but we're going to talk about it. I hope y'all get it. Y'all can explain it to me. We're breaking down the rise of brain rot humor, which fits perfectly with the patio. Imagine moving thousands of dollars into a bank, not because of interest or perks, but so you get a little plush toy. I don't even know what a labubu is. I bet you Gary knows what a labubu is.
I do.
The Chinese love some labubu, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to salute our veterans. Today is Marine Corps' birthday. Hoorah. Is that how you do it? Hoorah? Super fine. That's it. But first and foremost, Father Fortenberry, how are you this evening?
Hey, how is everybody doing today? Where I'm brought here today by Shinerbach. I heard Jamie wasn't going to be here, so I feel like somebody had to fill in. We couldn't have it, Jamie not here.
Well, so the difference was you brought whiskey to share. He normally comes
I know. I failed whiskey. On that one. You failed. I truly failed.
But you did start with a beer, and you're going to wash it out.
Yeah, so I'm going to wash it down with a beer, you know.
Got my
beer.
Father Fortenberry, have you married anybody lately? You've been going to any cheer competitions or anything like that?
No, not this week.
We have Gary in studio. Gary came in hot, as you can tell.
Oh, I was so cold.
He looks more like a
so cold.
You've been out in the yard today?
No, I wasn't on the yard today. I was doing stuff around the storage units, but it was still so cold. Jack Frost really got me today.
So we went from the beach of Father Brother Fortenberry to the winter wonderland of cold Gary.
Yes. So cold.
Marty's dressed like he's ready to go to the woods or something.
Yeah, I just got out of the blind. Oh, never mind. The season ain't over yet. But I'm doing good. It was one in Monday.
So, Marty, what does 6-7 mean to you? You were talking about it before it went on the air.
I don't know. I seen somebody taking a picture of some kids with some 6-7 jerseys, and I didn't know what the heck they were
6-7 cannot be confined to words.
And they said 6-7.
Oh, thank you, Gary. So you know about 6-7.
Yeah, it's just is what it is.
Would that be?
Would 6-7
be considered pop culture?
I would consider it almost
it's definitely pop culture. All right, there we go.
Yeah,
if there is a pop culture thing,
it's an amphibious saying. It can mean anything.
What kind of saying?
Amphibious. Sort of like hot blooded, cold blooded, whatever you want to be. You know, like them cold blooded folks.
So the term 6-7, pronounced 6-7, not 67.
Yeah, it's gonna be 6-7.
Is a popular internet meme and slang term that emerged in 2025. It's widely used by Gen Alpha and younger Gen Z, which I think I don't even remember. We talk about that all the time, but essentially has no fixed meaning. Gary's right.
Yeah, I go with okay. It may mean okay, sort of.
Really?
Sometimes,
like use it in a sentence. Since you're Mr. Slang,
you don't really
6-7. Yeah. You know, 6-7. Hey, just say 6-7.
Can you really use it that way?
Yeah. You can.
I'm gonna
you
ask.
Let's ask. Can you?
I think Croc to use it in the sentence.
It can be used however you would like it.
I mean, it's also for when things are going good. 6-7.
No, yeah. I told you. Whoa. Mediocre doesn't. Y'all just told me it meant mediocre.
When things are going good, it's amphibious.
I think it's an amphibious phrase.
I don't think it works really well
if you do like the scale.
Well, I know I've seen like this 6-7.
I know it came from. It originated from a song somewhere. From my understanding.
Yeah, actually, that's what it's saying here. The song lyric, the phrase originated from a recurring lyric in the drill rap song, which never heard of something called a drill rap song, Doot Doot by Skrilla. The rapper has stated he never intended a specific meaning for the phrase. LaMelo Ball gained initial popularity when users created video edits of the NBA player LaMelo Ball, who is 6'7".
I was going to say, 6'7".
And then I bet you anything, Wes is going to have a Sora video of him doing 6-7 or wearing, or maybe it'll be a 6
he
or 7.
He's going to do 5-7.
5-7. If it's 5-8. I'll do 5-8. Yeah. I tell you, 5'8".
I watched a video there.
Lies. You said lies. First, you said 5'10".
I said 5'7". Not... He
said 5'7".
All right, now, look, Gronk is... Gronk must be in daddy humor mode because I asked it to you 6'7" in a sentence. The bus route 6'7" takes you from downtown to the suburbs in under an hour. All right, now see, that's how we would use 6'7".
Yes.
No, the slang term.
We should come up with our own numbers to mean something. Something like 10'4", you know?
That's already there.
How much bourbon you get this week? 6'7" bottle.
6'7" bottle. Yeah. That's how you become hip, Marty. 5'8". You know, you got to get 6'7".
5'8". Yeah, that's Wes. Wes is going to go on do all his videos. He's going to be 5'8". The play,
I'd be like, 5'8".
Grock's even confused. The player is a legit 6'7", dominating the court like a skyscraper on stilts.
Yeah, Grock's apparently an
Grock
old man.
How can Grock not do it? Because Wes's number is going to be 5'8". It'll be 5'8"?
That'd be 5'8".
Have y'all noticed how tall he is in those videos, too?
He's way taller.
He's way taller. Because in real life, he's like almost as wide as he is tall. Yeah. And when he gets in those videos, he's like tall. I won't call him thin, but he's more proportionate. He's more naturally proportionate.
I'm not so boxy in there.
Boxy. I call it round.
You need a whole back of privilege being that thin on those videos.
Upside down pyramid.
Yes,
that's true. More like a wedge. You're not
wedge.
As wedge shaped.
Oh, he's
not
a wedge.
He's not as wedge shaped.
Like a wedge salad.
Like a pie. Like a potato, sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie.
It's just a slice of pie.
Wow, let's pick on Wes not. Veterans Day tomorrow. Thank Good you to all the veterans out there.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your service. Thank you for all your sacrifices. We could not have this Muslim country we're going to be living in shortly.
Yeah. Should we tell Jamie thank you? He attempted to be in the service.
Father Ford and Barry, did you attempt to be in the service?
Yes, I did. But
what happened? You got caught stealing from St. Jude?
I was in the Marines. I've got a medical...
Who?
Me. You didn't know that, did you?
You as in Brother Ford Barry?
I got medical discharge from the Marines.
Well, thank you, Ed.
How far did you make it?
Dallas.
hold on. That's not the question I asked.
He said about 10 hours.
No, yeah, 10 Dallas.
Hold on. I think you may have told this story before.
Like time.
I'm recalling Jamie in the flat. Is it flat footed that got him out?
No.
Very fat. His height.
It was too big.
His BMI.
His BMI was too big.
Yeah, I went in the Marines. I signed up for the Marines, did sworn in, got to Dallas, and they called me at Dallas, had a message for me.
Told you might.
And I called my recruiter back, and he said, hey, you got to come back home. There's been a problem. I said, what's going on?
Now, this is after you swore in there. They didn't even have the audacity to tell you what was wrong. No, they had the recruiter call you.
Yeah, recruiter called me. Had a message for me at the Dallas airport when I landed. And I had to call him. He said, hey, I need you to come back home. There's a problem. I said, okay, what flight do I get on? He said, I don't know. You're just going to have to get back here. So I had to call Mom and Glenn to come pick me up in Dallas,
no
Texas.
No way.
Mom and Glenn cursed me the whole way back.
They flew you to Dallas to be a Marine.
And wouldn't fly me back.
I did not know that story.
Yeah. Oh, and then it was about my back. The Marines wouldn't take me because of my back.
Hold up.
They saw his wedge shape.
Yeah.
Now, by today's standards,
they didn't grant the waiver.
They would have found.
They didn't grant a waiver. It's all it boiled down to. Mm-hmm. And, I didn't hear nothing from them for months. And about... I finally got in the mail discharge papers, medical discharge.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for your for your flight.
My flight, yes.
So, did they ask you about your sexuality?
No.
Is that what really happened, Wes?
No, just my back, and they don't ever affect.
Well, thank you for your trip to Dallas. Yes. In the name of Marine.
Yeah.
You get there and it's like, oh, you got to go back home. Like something's wrong, you know.
Oh,
I didn't know. They didn't tell me nothing.
And the person, so is it like a bunch of y'all? They flew there at one time, like a whole group.
Yeah, there was
they said, did they even call you private?
No, they didn't call me. They didn't get private.
They didn't call out as privates.
John Wesley Ford Barry.
John Wesley Ford Barry.
I didn't get to know him very well.
Don't
give me anybody on the flight.
I don't believe that one bit. There's not a room Wes doesn't go into. He doesn't meet somebody.
That's terrible.
No, I did not know that. Both Fort Mary brothers were denied.
were denied
service.
They were afraid of what might happen.
I wonder how different y'all's lives.
I think the military really saw them as a risk, as a threat. coming in, you know, national security threats.
Yes, they did.
Honestly,
they would have. You know what? Marty loves stripes. They would have been stripes. They would have been the modern day version of stripes.
John Candy. Hey, I watched that documentary the other day on Prime. That's a pretty good documentary. John Candy. I Like Me. It's called I Like Me. It's a good one.
I watched a movie last night, The House of Dynamite on Netflix.
I watched that too.
It's pretty stinking good. Now, if you're looking for some ending, you'll be a little disappointed.
I was upset.
I thought it was really good. Then I started watching Squid Games. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for player 299.
Yes.
And about six episodes in, the best I can tell, they were eliminated in that first elimination.
Yes, she was eliminated in the first elimination.
She didn't even make it on screen, did she?
She sent a photo, and like one of the photos, you can see her from far out on the very outer edge. And she got eliminated in the first one.
I'm enjoying the show.
Yeah.
Actually. For the y'all that don't know, Gary's cousin, Simber.
Yes.
What's their last name now?
McMurray
was a contestant
on the Squid Game.
Number 299. On the new Squid Games competition, which I thought is pretty well done. I've enjoyed watching it. But after about five episodes, I realized that she must have been part of that 50-50 split at the beginning.
She was part of the 50-50 split. She got split out.
She let them pick a nurse to keep time based on.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
That's what they did.
So the first competition, they had to count up the number of seconds. They were given 457 seconds. Whoever got the closest got to stay. The other half went home. And the one group picked a musician who's good at keeping time.
Yeah.
I think he missed about 2 seconds.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
And a nurse?
The other one, they said, she's a nurse. She has to do CPR. This woman hadn't done CPR in 30 years. You can tell by looking at her. Gary, am I wrong?
Yeah.
And then she stands up there and goes, if we get eliminated, I don't want anybody to be mad at me. And I'm thinking, oh, no, that's not the attitude that I won't make.
Simber should have done that. She's a CPA. She'd probably be better than that nurse.
But now a nurse has to do when they do your blood pressure.
How much do they do though, really?
The way you've got to keep count of how many.
A nurse, if they're doing 500, I'll guarantee if this woman did 400 something beats, she would have died.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't seen it, but I saw the musician.
She was on the beat.
Check it out. You can look. If you can find number 299, we'll send y'all a sample
of
bourbon because 299. We got ties 299. I was really excited too.
Yeah, she does want to come on the show, and she had some pretty good stories of all the things she had to go through to be on the show, and like what she had to do, like when she got there.
And then seeing the people that are like being front and center, I was like, she could have been one of those people easily. With her personality type. Yeah. Anyway, Simber, we were rooting for you.
And
we had to figure out the hard way that.
I was told to keep it a secret because it hadn't come out yet.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. But it's out now.
Let's see. And the secret's out. She posted on Facebook. So
yesterday's first time watching Netflix forever, and that's because I don't have ESPN anymore. So the YouTube TV still doesn't have it on. I did do the day pass on Saturday to watch some football on Sling TV. It's only like $5. So
they sent out a $20 credit last night.
You got to fill.
I don't think you should fill out anything.
Don't you have to fill out something for
it? I think I didn't see what it was. You have to do something specific, but you should get a $20 credit. It just don't automatically go to your account. I know that. So it's a game of chicken that they're playing. Some people are really mad at YouTube TV and some are really mad at ESPN/Disney. I'm personally mad at Disney.
I've been done with Disney.
Yeah. Disney upset me.
Done with Disney. We only got 11.
I really like YouTube TV.
Come on, y'all.
It is a good show. Maybe we'll get more normal. All right. This next one, Jamie, I hope he's listening.
Yes.
This is a Jamie story. And I just can't say
Jamie right here.
I can't save it. Flo, I got brother, father, Fortenberry over there. More men are turning to Scrotox injection in intimate areas with worrying side effects. Maybe we're all living in a simulation. Just get slowly weirder. It turns out some guys are now getting Botox injections on their unmentionables.
I don't think you should do that. I know that Botox.
What does it do?
Removes feeling for one.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like people who get Botox in their lips, they can't feel their lips.
Yeah.
The stitch.
Like I want to know what they get the Botox for.
But if you got Botox,
they're just trying to make it less wrinkly.
They're getting the wrinkles out.
They're getting the wrinkles out. The scrotum. We use scientific words around here.
Oh, the CNR.
So, sir, hold on.
Speak English, sir. Can they be using them foreign languages on me?
They're trying to get
I want to know the first. So they're saying the girls, women are getting gigantic lips and BBLs. And so now there's men that trying to make it less wrinkly.
like there's
wait till they hit 40. They got, I got news for them.
Like the carriage or like the, I'm assuming it's the carriage they're talking about with that. Because if you did the other one, you'd be walking around with something up all the time, I guess. I don't know. It's got to be. Why would you want to remove? I mean, that's just natural.
There are some other reasons. So sometimes doctors did it because people are suffering from a hyperactive cremaster muscle.
What does that do?
It causes involuntary testicle retractions. Oh my! I've never heard of that.
I've never either. I mean, I don't even understand what it's caused.
When it's cold like today, I had some involuntary.
It says that can cause involuntary and frequent tight contractions. Can be very painful. So okay, there you go.
The cold is painful,
and it can affect both the physical activity and sexual activity. Oh, I got a
new invention.
Others seek out the treatment to help with excessive sweating in the nether region. Which can lead. Of course, lead to nasty symptoms such as crotch rot.
Oh, crotch rot happens. Yeah. That's a normal thing.
Take a shower. How about that?
But it seems the most common reason is for aesthetic purposes.
It seems like it's taking your manhood away. I'm sorry. You know, like, I don't want my balls wrinkly and I don't want them sweaty. But that's like part of being a man, isn't it?
I refuse to insert toxins in my nether regions.
You ain't lying.
I just feel like something bad could happen, especially if like they hit a nerve or something while they're doing that.
Actually, it's painful thinking about.
It is. I think I'd rather go get a. I don't know.
See, that's a Jamie story.
Yes, yeah, Jamie would be really excited about this story. He really would.
He would be.
Yeah, I'd rather go get fixed or neutered than get Botox shot into my area.
That doesn't sound fun. That's not one of the on my to-do list.
Yeah.
I'll pass on that.
Yep.
None of that. You don't
want
to
do that.
None of that. Let's not do that. But why would you? I just don't understand. Why would you want it smooth?
I don't know. We're going to find somebody to do it. A new viral stacking dating trend is making dating ruthlessly efficient for men. Wes, have you tried this?
No, don't sound like it.
It can be hard to keep up with the terminology around dating trends. You'll be pleased to know there's a new one to stick in your dating dictionary.
That's what she said.
The past few weeks have brought us gems as bird theory and throning. I don't know, have any idea
throning.
What those are.
I don't either.
As people find ways to make relationships more complicated, they'll keep coming up with pithy terms. For those interested, bird theory is a viral new relationship test which meant to gauge how interested your partner is.
I heard about this. I actually heard about this the other day.
By you pointing out a bird, even if there isn't one, and seeing if your partner looks around.
Yeah, just to see if your partner gives a crap.
So have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried it.
Okay. If they're not interested, then apparently they failed the test.
Huh? Yeah, if I saw a bird this day, I'm going to
Nobody cares.
That's exactly the test right there.
So if they look for the bird, that means...
ask you what kind of bird was it or...
Hold on. How would you know what type of bird it is? I mean, I think it's more of a test.
Yeah, it's a test.
So, Gary, when you get home tonight,
you care about me, sir. Could you ask?
I want you to be sitting there and say, "Look, Whitney, there's a bird." She's gonna go, "Shut up, ain't no bird out
there." Exactly. That's her.
She don't care. She don't care.
Yeah.
Look, I do that all the time driving.
Now,
I'll be driving down the road. She'll be on her phone. I'll swear, and say, "Damn, you see that deer?"
She don't care about your deer, so that's deer in. Not bird.
Bird.
I don't know.
Yep. Throning is dating someone who boosts your reputation by being associated with them. Basically, someone who can drag you to feeling like you're a higher status and parade around on social media.
Well, I like going to parades.
Nope. But I'm willing to.
So someone's trying to get above their level.
Yeah.
Oh, that people have been doing that since the beginning of time.
Here's what stacking is. You don't take a guess of what stacking is.
Stacking.
You get more than one.
Yeah, it's going to be dating so more like than once.
Saturday, you set one at 10, one at 11, one at 12. I couldn't do that.
I couldn't remember to keep
it. It's like speed dating.
Whitney would have to tell me when to go. I have no clue.
Did anybody know about what happened to me Friday, Thursday and Friday? When I texted everybody, asked what was going on?
I think you told me on Discord the other day, but you can share with everybody else.
Okay, I got to work Thursday. Now, this just shows you how...
Actually, I thought something was wrong with it.
Yeah. I got to work Thursday, and they said, "Why aren't you here?" I said, "Because this is where I work." And they said, "No, you're scheduled today, day and Friday off.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here at work?" Like, well, what did I schedule it for? They were, we don't know. So I literally at 5:30 in the morning at work, I start texting people. Hey, why am I off today? Like, because I was so afraid.
I gotta tell you something. Why? Me and Jamie were talking about it, and we were like, something's wrong with Wes. He called me and said, what am I supposed to be doing today?
Yeah, because I was so worried I was missing something.
We're talking about Friday night.
He walked in like, Ricky Bobby, what do I do with my hands?
What do I do with my hands?
What do I do with these hands?
Hands during his interview.
Well, yeah, he was supposed to be at a barrel pick.
Yeah. They got postponed at Short Barrel. Yeah.
Common excuse.
In Georgia?
Yeah.
Today's episode brought to you by 6-7 Short Barrel.
6-7 Short. Oh, that'd be a nice drop right there to have 6-7. Oh.
6-7. We could do 6. We, and five, one eight, could be six, two barrel. Bottles.
We could do the 6-7 patio drop. 6-7 patio drop.
But we do have a bottle we shared with. Actually, Marge just poured some up. Gary, have you had it yet?
No.
Can you pour me one?
What is that? A Short Barrel?
It's a Short Barrel. Not a short barrel, but short barrel.
I also have a Short Barrel, but this looks like ultra rare. Mine's not an ultra rare.
Oh, what makes it ultra rare, Wesley?
It says ultra rare on it.
That's not the ultra rare one.
Yeah, it says ultra rare curator's edition.
Oh, this one is too. Mm. Also,
Mark. One's a rye, one's a
show bourbon. A picture of it, Mark. I gotta tell you, the nose of this dude.
They brought the best nose I've ever had. They brought the curator out.
What's
on
the
this
proof
one?
On that one there? Marty Mar, the bourbon nerd.
107.
Here, I'm gonna put
107.
Throw it up here on the camera.
Yeah, because I can't read it.
I know
Del Dato.
Finishing Del Dato Cabernet Cask.
Cabernet Cask. So it's a finished.
That's a 95.5, so it's a
MGP. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of their stuff's MGP. I gotta tell you, the nose on that is look how dark it is, too.
It said distilled in
Owensboro. That's not MGP.
Not MGP. Yeah, that's not MGP.
It's not.
Hmm.
Wow, the nose is great. I got a taste.
All right, we'll taste this finished.
Tim, what you think, boy?
Oh, I like it.
The palate to me is not good to know.
Is that a dry wine?
Yeah, that's what I get. Dry wine.
I love dry wine. That is a strong. You know what? That's a stronger wine taste I've ever had in a bourbon.
It is. I can taste the wine.
We'll do that next episode.
It's really dry, but yeah, it's really dry. I like it.
I mean, I can drink that.
Veterans Day is tomorrow. It's a U.S. public holiday celebrated annually on November the 11th to honor those who have served in armed forces. It originated as Armistice Day, marking the end of World War One. So. It began as Armistice Day in 1919. So again, thank you for your service.
Thank you, veterans, for your service. Yes,
for sure. For sure.
Where would we be without our veterans?
Oh,
probably speaking German.
Or we might be speaking English, y'all.
I don't know. We'll be speaking English still.
Like proper English.
Proper English. Not Americanese.
No, not American English.
Y'all want to talk about one of our favorite topics? Let's talk about food.
Oh, I love food. Right.
Ooh. Y'all know what's in the Mac sauce?
What? Big Mac. Thousand Island dressing.
Thousand Island mayonnaise.
They probably mixed it out. Yeah, because it's a little thicker. Relish.
So.
Is it chunky?
Yeah.
It's got relish of some sort in it.
I don't eat it.
Well, listen to all the things that's in the Mac sauce. Soybean oil.
Yeah,
sweet relish, which includes diced pickle sugar, high fructose corn syrup, distilled vinegar, salt, corn syrup.
Wes knows his relish.
Xanthan gum, calcium chloride, spice extracts, water, egg yolks, distilled vinegar, spices, can be anything. Onion powder, salt, propylene glycol, alginate, garlic powder, vegetable protein, hydrolyzed corn, soy, and wheat, sugar, caramel color, turmeric extractives of paprika, and soy lecithin.
Oh. Hey, y'all, I want to take a moment to appreciate what T just did. He pronounced all them words.
I did hit almost all of them.
Yes, you did. And I'm proud of you.
And he didn't practice either.
Yes. You know what? No wonder McDonald's behind. Yeah, that's
like gold. 50 years
It's a secret sauce. Now, look,
here's the difference. In Britain, it's simply rapeseed oil, water, gherkin, pickles, spirit vinegar, sugar, modified maize starch, free-range egg yolk, spices, salt, glucose, fructose syrup, thickener, which is xanthan gum, natural flavorings, and firming agent, calcium chloride. So they have about half the ingredients.
That's how.
What is rapeseed oil?
If you have you ever, I mean, if you've seen the, like the cereal boxes versus like European versus American, it's like ridiculous. Their Fruit Loops ain't as bright as ours. I'll tell them that.
Hey, but speaking of cereals, the scariest thing is if you look to see why cornflakes was invented, that's scary.
I got a story. I got a story just for Gary.
Oh, I love stories.
Waffle House memes are back. Have you been seeing any of them?
I haven't seen any Waffle House memes. Apparently, I love Waffle House.
They're the Constitution now. Social media is obsessed with fake Waffle House policies, and people are treating them like sacred law.
Fake? Who got these?
Let's look them up.
So let's look at the Waffle House. I mean,
I want to see.
I'm sure I've been involved in some of these policies.
You probably helped write some of these policies and didn't realize it.
But you can't sit down to the table sticky. You know, you got to wait. I mean, no, but you really
tell you what it's sticky.
Yeah, it's always sticky at Waffle House.
Always.
Yeah, and you know it's good if your feet also stick to the floor.
And every Waffle House smells the exact same way.
Oh yeah, I ate at a newly opened Waffle House one time. It was terrible.
I bet it was.
It wasn't good.
The griddle.
The waffles were soggy.
I figure it's kind of like an iron skillet.
It's
got to be seasoned.
It's got to be seasoned by people, cigarette smoke, and meth. You know, it's what it's got to be.
It's got to be seasoned just right.
A live from there?
A live from Waffle House.
I mean, that one by Lake District ain't a bad Waffle House. That's a good one.
That's what I was getting at.
There's people hanging out at the dumpster. That's how you know it's good.
We can bourbon hunt and
that sounds like fun.
Go to Waffle
House. Bourbon hunt and Waffle House.
Or go to Nashville. That's on the way.
Right. Waffle House, Nashville, good too. I'm sure the White Castle, Nashville is great too. But I didn't get to taste that either. So
that's your own fault. You got nobody to blame but yourself.
48
White Castle burgers. You had 48 White Castle burgers, and yet Gary could not have one. They partook in the White Castle without offering me one. They may have offered it, but I was asleep.
Yeah.
I was so tired. I was so tuckered out from the night before.
Well, I'm not finding what I was looking for.
Oh, what?
But anyway, we're going to go with these. All patrons are created equal at Waffle House. I can buy that.
Okay, yeah. Everybody can treat just as poorly as the next one.
Mind your manners.
Okay, yeah.
Solo diners are supposed to eat at the counter.
Yes. Yes, because you know how many times are you waiting on them booths?
Mm-hmm. Two or more. Learn the hash brown lingo. Gary knows it all.
Oh, you got to get him a smother covered in cap, yo.
Yo.
The cap, grill. What
is cap? Oh, capped is mushrooms.
Oh. Do you know what the grill code is? The grill code is law.
What's the grill code? Don't touch my grill?
No, I'm sure it's the short.
Or have speech. You seen my grill?
If you don't like how I cooked it, I let you come
it's
back here.
A sophisticated system of verbal calls and silent plate markings that functions as a kitchen's central nervous system. No pull drop mark. Fresh food can't be rushed. Everything gets there so fresh. It's piping hot.
So fresh.
Hack your order when it's slow. What's that mean? The culture of hacking from creating waffle tacos and meat tacos. Oh, wow. That would be awesome.
Tacos.
Yeah, you can hack your, you can make a waffle into like a breakfast taco.
I'm sure you could.
Uh-huh. Oh, you just make it yourself. Oh my gosh, that sounds
like awesome. Oh, wow. Put some hash browns in there. Maybe some syrup.
Look great.
Oh, your jukebox choices affect everyone. Yeah, that's true.
Well, okay. Yes.
That's everywhere.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
But also, people who order takeout Waffle House, something wrong with you.
Hey, so.
You gotta come into Waffle House to eat.
The night shift carefully.
It says, you go over there for the ambiance.
It says that in the wee hours, it's the warrior shift. I've probably been to Waffle House more during the warrior shift than
I have too.
A period that's earned its reputation through decades of serving a unique cross section of night owls, midnight laborers, and post bar crowds. Wonder which one we fell into.
The Waffle House that is now closed down in West Memphis, that used, from my understanding, used to be a real hardcore, low down Waffle House. A lot of things went down, but they had the best waffles.
So the Jonesboro Waffle House, I spent $20 on the jukebox one time.
On the jukebox?
Really? Yep. And then when they put it on the app, we were playing around and, you know, playing on the app, and they have that 1,000 blah, 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 blah ways to fix hash browns song. That's just like their song. And we played it, and the waitress got mad at us and talked funky to us, you know, about playing it. Like, I've heard that so many times, you do not play that again. Mm-hmm. So I literally put $20 worth of credits and just played it on repeat. and left.
You should listen to all of them.
No.
You had been tired of it.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I was like 21, 22 then.
No, so it's last year.
Waffle House is just...
Yes, last year.
So many great things happen in Waffle House. So many bad things, too. But they're memories.
Oh, we got some memories.
We got some memories in Waffle House, guys.
So we're talking about Labubu dolls. Do you know about Labubu dolls?
Yes, they're freaky looking.
Freaky looking, evil looking. I heard some of them are like demon type. What do you call when you're contaminated with demons?
This is a Labubu doll?
Yeah, yes. They look evil.
They do. There's something wrong with them.
What's wrong with
I don't know. They don't look right.
I'm telling you, some of them.
People go mad over those Labubu dolls.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what we're saying.
Did you say gonads?
No, that was the other story.
They're not wrinkly.
Yeah.
A bank in China was offering for anyone that would make a big, not investment, but deposit over $1,000 that you would get a free Labubu doll. So many people were drawing all their money out of one bank, bringing it to that bank. They had to shut it off. The promotion just to get these Labubu dolls. They didn't care about nothing else. They would simply move their money from one bank to another, get the Labubu dolls.
I wonder if anybody that had the Botox in their scrotum went and made a deposit.
That reminded me of the story of the Toyota. The free Toyota.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, there was some lady was supposed to, like, some kind of competition. I don't remember what it was. Something like that. She's supposed to win a free Toyota if she did something. Sold the most, you know, tickets or whatever. And it was a toy Yoda.
Yeah, I heard about this. Yeah. That's old school. I heard this one. It was a toy car that they gave her. But
It was a toy Yoda, the little green guy.
Oh, it was a Yoda. It was a Yoda. That's Yoda. Right. It was a Yoda instead of a Toyota car.
She literally sued him.
She should have. Yeah. But I'm wondering, did anybody win that semi-truck? It was supposed to be given away. Did they move it? It was supposed to give away.
It's still sitting out there.
At the casino?
At the casino.
Somebody did win, I think.
So at our local casino, guys, they were having a giveaway on November 1st, which is past now, of a semi-truck with the trailer, new, in front.
It's a November 1st.
And November 1st was the drawing date, and I'm still looking at that semi.
I should have went and put it
in. You wanted it, didn't you?
I was. You have to, I guess, be present to apply, and I wasn't there. So
you know, people don't want to work, so they probably sold it back to them for half what it was worth.
Probably.
Oh, probably. Oh, they probably couldn't even drive it away.
I'm sure you had to pay the taxes on that, too, like the... Like the sales tax on it, I'm sure. Rate. I would have paid sales tax.
Check this out. Housekeepers who work for the ultra wealthy are raking in six figures as the demand for highly trained cleaners surges. Wow, that's pretty stinking good. While domestic service workers generally earned around $60,000 before the pandemic, they can now bring in more than $100,000 plus benefits.
Oh, I need to go into house cleaning then.
Rich people are richer and they're buying more delicate things. Who run is what they say anyway.
So what are these house cleaners? What do?
Just clean house.
Are they made out costume?
Are they the ones with the like some of them do like topless and stuff?
No,
that's a big thing now.
Got a clean house. They want it like museum quality. They want it ultra clean.
Well, I ain't got enough old stuff for a museum. So
there you go.
Museums are sort of dusty, though.
Game, maybe you should stop dressing like a bum, and you could go. I wouldn't want a clean house.
I can't.
A few things I'd rather do than.
I can't clean people.
Two worst jobs: cleaning house and.
I don't like cleaning my own house. Why? I ain't gonna pick up some other kid's dirty underwear to somebody else's house. I ain't gonna do that.
You don't pick up at your house.
I don't want to pick up my own kid's dirty underwear at my house.
I think it'd be different if you're getting paid to do it.
No,
I'm OCD, so it would bug me that something's dirty.
I
clean it anyway.
I can't.
So it would work for me.
See, maybe you need to. I don't know, Wes.
Do I have to wear a Madoc costume?
You know what his theme could be? He could be the Tasmanian Devil because he's shaped like him. And they'd be like Tasmanian Devil Cleaning Service.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to spin real fast.
Kind of that D-way.
Bunch of gibberish.
Let me get enough bourbon in me.
You've been cleaning, drinking bourbon.
Yep.
Clean it all.
Oh, I'd clean for like free bourbon though. That'd be fun. The clean, it probably
you would not
for free bourbon. It'd be really nice bourbon. I probably could because I get to the point where I wouldn't care and probably make a bigger mess than what I started with.
You'd be so happy walking around with your arms on your side.
Like
I'm like, would you look at that?
Would you look at that?
Look, you got to get paid first.
Look, he'll be like, instead of $100,000, how about you give me the key to the bourbon? The bourbon bar. There you go.
Good stuff.
Check this story out. A woman born without a brain turns 20 after doctors believe she wouldn't live past 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How do you live at all?
I don't know. Let me find the story. Where'd it go?
Because your brain controls a lot.
Everything.
That made me get quieter
already. A Nebraska woman was born without a brain. And she has a rare condition known as hydranencephala.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's not good.
Them words, ain't it?
You are.
She just celebrated her 20th birthday. She has no brain. I guess she's got the core, the base of the brain, cortex.
The brain stem?
Her brain's not there. She got stem. That's what I'm
saying. She got a stem.
Technically, she has about half the size of my pinky finger of her cerebellum in the back of her brain, but that's all.
But is she on, like... Is she just like a vegetable?
Is she functional?
She's a vegetable. No, she's not.
Oh, okay. I was about to say she's alive. A vegetable.
Oh.
Yeah, that's tough.
So they're basically just feeding this child. And, I mean,
well,
that's tough.
That's a tough. I don't want to be tough in that situation. And I can't say they did it. What I would do in that situation.
Yeah, that's
can't do it. Yeah. But so whatever they did is the right reason for them.
Yep.
Agreed.
All right. Anybody got anything else?
Don't shoot toxins into your scrotum.
We didn't get
scrotum
into Tom Black's political. We'll do that on Discord
later. Ooh.
Oh. Yeah,
is he running for office? Can we vote?
Yeah, he's running for
office. We'll tell about that story later.
I'm Secretary of Transportation.
Black Fortenberry.
Black Fortenberry. Now I'm going to be Secretary of Transportation.
2028.
You'll be the
don't be late.
You, wait a minute, are you gonna be the Sean Duffy or the other one? What was
Buttigieg?
Yeah,
Buttigieg. I'm
gonna
be
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Marty, hit Buttigieg that button, baby boy. Let me see if I hold on for y'all. I lost my mouse. No, hit the button, but I'm trying to make it play the outro.
Hit a button.
Save me from my own
stream.